Hey, we are on the horn with Toby. Toby, what's going on?
What's up, kid?
We're going to kick this interview off just basically how you would start off any interview. What are some of your influences musically? I don't know.
It changes so much. I mean, earlier, anything from Marginal Man to Minor Threat, you know, 7 Seconds, you know, U2, Bob Marley, Madonna. Not anything right now.
Madonna.
Every band we've ever played with, we take a little bit with them.
That's awesome. What are some of the different bands that you've played with?
Some of the first shows we played with Boston's, we played with their Misfits, we played with No Doubt, we played with Deftones, we played with Descendants, 7 Seconds, we've played with, a million bands.
That's awesome.
So, like, Saves a Day, we did a tour with those guys.
Yeah, there's a couple people when you came here to Detroit with Saves the Day, saw you. I missed that one. I've seen you the last 3 times you've been here with Warped. Yeah, Newfound Glory on November 1st when you were at the State Theater, and then there was a couple weeks ago.
Who opened that show? Oh, Big Wig.
Yeah.
And Publicity Stunt.
Yeah.
See them? What do you think of them? They're pretty good, huh?
They were awesome.
Yeah, they were awesome.
They did some great Misfits covers.
Yeah, they did.
Players shredded.
your new album, Go, sounds a lot different from your past 3 albums. What was the inspiration for the change?
It wasn't really an inspiration to change. It was just an evolution. You know, we've been, most of the songs that we wrote for the new album we had written, you know, like a couple years ago. It would have been the record we put out on MCA would have been the same one we put on Epitaph.
Well, what I think is really cool is that you guys chose to continue on touring, and I think you said at the Newfound Glory show, you know, something to the effect of, you know, there's bad things going on in the world, but, you know, we can still have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I got a question for you. What's with you and the number 3, you know, on your self-titled, the logo, each of the 3 cards, and then the song 3-Way, and then in the video you turn that girl's ring 3 times.
Yeah, it was our old bass player. He would say, "You gotta understand it, dude. It's the power of the threes. Everything happens in threes." It was more his fascination. And then we started noticing more and more things were happening in threes, so we kind of took it on a tangent, ran with it.
Well, that's cool.
We just started realizing, you know, that it's a powerful number.
Yeah. Speaking of Eric, what's he doing nowadays?
He's tattooing in Florida.
Is he? He's still tattooing?
Tattoo artist.
That's cool. Do you guys have a favorite town or venue that you like to play?
You know what? We have so many now. We would go, say, Boston, for example. We would play Boston. You know, we'd play there, and the shows weren't that great, and the kids were, you know, were awesome. But, you know, it took us like 7 or 8 times, and then finally Boston turns into this amazing spot to hit. But, you know, it's all good. You know, New York is good. Japan, always good. Australia is amazing. Spots in Europe, Amsterdam, and Fanatics, and they go great. They go crazy.
Like, when you go to places like Japan or Australia, do you have a big, huge turnout?
Yeah, we got a good following there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great to see. It's great to see kids who, you know, English is their second or third language. Singing along.
Yeah, that's cool.
Makes for an interesting show.
Yeah, I'd imagine. I have to say you've definitely inspired me, and I'm sure that you've inspired Kevin. You know, one of the huge things is, you know, I'm straight edge, and, you know, H2O was how I really found out about being straight edge, and it's really...
You found out about it that you don't have to be a closed-minded, militant moron, right? Let everyone else live and let live, you know?
Exactly. That's why I don't really like listening to a lot of the youth crews that promote violence. You know, that's really not cool. And
Another form of fascism.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we had Ian MacKay on the show not too long ago, and you know, we asked him about that, and you know, he had much the same response that you do.
You have someone's personal politics singing about how, you know, I choose not to do these things, and I feel like it makes my life better.
Right.
That, but that's my choice. That's how I'm making my life better.
Right.
But
right.
People might just read, you know, read a book or write a song or choose to be a politician or choose to be an accountant. You know, whatever. Whatever they choose, that's their own personal politics to, you know, to live their life.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Toby, and good luck with your tour with Mest and Big Wig, and good luck in the future.
Great. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks.